day. He left Sindh for the single day, and he is so famous that the Devas came from Devgati to save him, right? I just wanted to confirm, have we done the prayer, the Mukar Mantra? No? Mangalacharan, have we done?
No, Babuji, not
No?
yet.
Okay. We'll start with Mangalacharan. We'll join our hands, close our eyes. Arush, will you do it for us today? Namukar Mantra and Chittari Mangal Path, both.
नमो अरिहंतारम नमो सिद्धारम नमो आयरियारम नमो वचायानम नमो लोय सवसाहुनम ऐसो पंच नमो कारो सवे पाव पनाशनो मंगलायनं चे सवे सिम परनम हवई मंगलम चतारी मंगलम अरहंत मंगलम सेता मंगलम साहु मंगलम केवली पना तो धम्मो मंगलम चतारी लोकोत्तमा अरहंत लोकोत्तमा सेता लोकोत्तमा साहु लोकोत्तमा केवली पना तो धम्मो लोकोत्तमा चतारी शरणम पवित्रामि अरहंते शरणम पवित्रामि सेते शरणम पवित्रामि साहु शरणम पवित्रामि केवली पनातम धम्मम शरणम पवित्रामि।
थैंक यू आरुष, थैंक यू। इट्स शरणम नॉट शरणम। एक्सीलेंट, थैंक यू। ओके, सो व्हाट वी आर गोइंग टू लर्न टुडे, okay, we have learnt about five sins. Definitions, I'll be mailing you the definitions of five sins that we can now learn of five sins, okay, the exact definitions of. So that we'll do it in some other session. But we understand what is violence, what is to lie, what is anger, what are the passions. We understand these terms, right? We're very familiar with these. Like we understand what does these mean and what doing an activity amounts to doing which sin. We know that. Okay. Now, I was just wanted to, you know, pinpoint this this very important point. That in a story, what happened, that this person, Yampal, executioner, he took this vow for only one day. In every 15 days, he will only not kill, he'll kill whoever comes, whoever's killing order comes, he'll kill everyone for 14 days. But on the 14th day, that is Chaturdashi, he'll not kill anyone. And just for this one vow, the outcome was, you know, so, I mean, we did not imagine, okay, this is this great thing that he's doing. Because he did not, you know, at the, even when he was threatened to his death, he did not break his bow, right? So when one niyam, we call this bow as niyam, right? Vrat. So when one small vrat, if we follow it with all our heart, it carries so, you know, so huge results. Then just imagine if we are carrying all the vratas like that our acharya say, what will be the outcome? And just extrapolate, just try to imagine what will it do. So I was trying to, you know, it was a thought for me that why shouldn't we do some one thing every week? I'm just thinking, it's just open for a, you know, discussion. I'm just thinking that can we start this practice of like every week, what we'll do? We all will all together, we'll try to take, you know, one vow. And we'll try to follow it throughout the week. And in the next week, okay, we'll take another thing and we'll stop this thing, whichever. Are you all getting me? Like in this week, we all can decide on any very small things. Like, okay, on this week, I'll try to not drink water beyond 12 p.m. in night or something. Whatever time there is, like you are wake, the time you sleep. Okay, you determine. Okay, after this time, I'll not drink water. Or I'll not, in this week, I'll not eat any of the toffees. Okay, chocolate is fine, but toffees particularly, I'll not eat. Or biscuits or cookies or something, one particular thing. Can we do that? Any one thing, any small thing, which is not even, that tough to not follow. Like for this executioner, Yampal, it was still tough to follow that if he'll not kill one for one day, one whole day. It was really tough because it was part of his living. But can we start with very small things? Because if we learn to do this from now, it will be very easy for us, in 2, 3 years, that we've been learning of, actually not doing the bad things. But we have to, pour those seeds in us. Like, okay, we know how to, let behind the things, how to live without things. So who is with me? Like, if you just tell me, if you like it, then we'll do it. If you don't, then we'll not do it. But I'm just wondering that one small woe does so much. So why can't we start with the small woes and take the benefit of the situation? What do you say?
I like it. Me too.
I like it. I like it.
Okay. Okay. Arjun?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, you have to like it. You have already liked it, right? Okay, and Chairman?
I like it.
Okay. So, okay. What are we leaving this week? What will not have this week? I am also okay. I am also in. So whatever you do, Sachin ji and I, whoever attends this Pathshala, they all have this common thing. So we will just discuss in the next class. What did we do? Did we feel any urge to do it? And if the urge was there, what did we do to control it? Okay. We're trying to now. We are actually practicing. We're making it practical, like, okay, if I leave this thing and if I take vow of not drinking water after 12 p.m. in night, okay, and I have my exam tomorrow and I have to wake up after 12 p.m. and I'm thirsty, then how do I control my thirst? Do I eat water? Do I drink water? Or what do I do? Or do I sleep? What do I do? So we'll try to see then. We'll discuss it. We'll have our own experiences then. Then we'll not have to take help of any stories, right? Okay, so what are we doing this week? Or what are we not doing this week? Any suggestions? Hello?
Yes, Anabhoji.
Any suggestions, what do you think you all will be easiest thing for us to do? I am not aware of your lifestyle, so just tell me. I don't know. In India, things are different, so I don't know. Just suggest me what you all can easily do. We have to start it with, very ease. Okay, how often do we eat ice creams? It's already winter, right? Christmas is coming. Huh?
Every day.
Every day. Oh, sorry. Okay, ice cream. Even in winter, she eats ice creams every day? Okay, so we cannot do anything about ice creams. Toffees, chocolates, or anything like that?
We can do toffee.
But we should not do
Toffee.
toffee for 1 week.
Okay, chocolate. Who is in for toffee or chocolate? Or particularly toffee or particularly chocolate? Hello? Arey, I want votes. Okay, is everyone fine with toffee? Or toffee and chocolate both? Okay, I'll suggest toffee only. Only toffee. We are starting, okay? We'll keep it very simple. Only toffee, not chocolate, okay? Everyone is fine with the toffees. Arjun, Jaimin,
Yeah.
Sachin, can you afford to not eat toffee for 7 days, coming 7 days?
Chocolate?
Yes. No, not chocolate, only toffees. Toffees, like candies.
Yeah, I can afford to not eat candy for 7 days.
Yeah, I'm not asking about chocolate, okay? Because I don't want it to make more, you know, I don't want to discourage you in the first session. So we'll start with very small thing. Toffee, we all can. Dia, you eat toffees or not? Candies?
Very less.
Very rare. So is it possible for us to not eat it for coming 7 weeks? See, remember, Christmas is coming. There might be, you know, you'll be exposed to toffees and all candies, I think, in your school or somewhere.
Yes.
People might get you. So are you all prepared to do that or something else we'll do?
Yes, we will do.
Everyone, nobody has any question, then we'll proceed with the toffee. Okay, Sachin
I'm
ji, you
fine
have
with
any
it.
Problem? Sachin ji?
Yeah, I am very much fine with it, Anuj.
Okay, I am also very much fine with it. So we are going with the toffee. We'll not eat toffee till the next class, okay? Till the beginning of the next class. And during the next class, you're not allowed to. So, till the end of next class, effectively. Fine? Keep it in mind. Don't try to break it. To break is to invite, you know, really bad karmas. We'll try to follow it as strictly as possible. Okay? Everyone?
Yes.
Thank you
so much. Okay, so we are not going to touch even the toffee for 7 days. Arush, fine?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now we proceed that why do we take breath? So we are now coming to a new chapter, which is in the book I have sent you, the part 2, Balbodh Pathmala part 2. Can you all just quickly, sorry, I have not told you before the beginning of the class, but can you just, wherever it is, can you just take 2 minutes and search the book and have it in your hands? The Balbodh Pathmala part 2, that book.
Which chapter, Anubhavji?
Chapter, I'll tell you. You have the book. It's chapter number 5, lesson number 5, Phases of Life. That why do our Muniraj, you know, they have nothing. They leave behind everything. And why are we also starting to, you know, learn how to leave things? Because
okay.
There is reason. Okay, we'll be learning it. Phases of Life. Chapter number 5, lesson number 5. If you don't have book, I can send you the e-book. Just let me know. I think I have already done, I don't know which book I did. To Arush or Jaimin, we did last time, right? We all have? Just let me know when everybody has it, okay?
I have mine.
I have mine as well.
Hi, Anubhavji.
Natasha, Arush, you also have?
Anubhavji?
Yes, Natasha, you have?
Yeah, is it Balbodh Pathmala Part 2, Lesson 5, Phases of Life?
Yes, that's
okay, I have it.
Okay, everyone, Arush, you also found it, okay, right? As Natasha found it, I'm assuming you have. We'll start. Who is son? Who is father? The only two people to play the part. Arush, you be the son, and we'll make Jaimin's father today because he was not well, so I think it will encourage him a little bit, cheer him up. Okay, Jaimin, father and son is Arush. Start reading, and we all will look into the, you know, dialogues. Yes, please, start.
Father, today I heard in the temple that our souls experienced extreme miseries in the 4 phases of life. What are these 4 phases of life? Wherein there are only miseries and misfortunes.
Phase of life means a particular state of being. In this state, living creatures are found in the four phases of life. When this being recognizes one's soul and exerts to attain it, he is freed from the miseries of all the four phases of life and obtains the immortal phase of the Supreme Being. This is called the fifth phase of life.
What are these four phases of life?
Men, animals, residents of hell and the gods, example, the heavenly beings.
Are we not men?
We are in the human phase of life and so are called men. That way, all of us are living beings. When any living creature is born in the human phase of life, example, when he obtains the human life, human form, he is called a man.
Well, so we are creatures of the human phase of life. To what phase of life cows, buffaloes, horses, etc. do belong?
They're all animals. Earth, water, fire, air, vegetables, insects, elephants, horses, doves, peacocks, and other animals, and birds that you see are all included in animal life. When one takes birth in this phase of life, one is called an animal.
When all creatures except man are animals, who are the residents of hell?
Underneath this world of ours are seven hells. The atmosphere therein is very distressful. There is intense heat that burns the bodies of the hellish beings and extreme cold that can melt their bodily frames. There are no food and drinks there. Hellish creatures have to bear the sufferings of terrible hunger and thirst. They are passionate creatures, always fighting with each other and killing one another. Creatures who take birth in such hells are called hellish creatures.
What of gods?
Beings are rewarded with such phases of life according to their inner feelings. There are phases where such beings are born according to their conduct in previous lives. Creatures with sinful conduct are born in hells. Likewise, those who possess holy feelings are born in the heavens. In these heavens, gods enjoy all sorts of pleasures. They are creatures of the heavenly phase of life.
Which is the good phase of life?
You have already been told that all the four phases of life are full of miseries and misfortunes. How can there be then a good phase of life? All the four are worldly existence. Leaving these, the liberated souls reach the fifth phase of the Supreme Beings, which is the completely happy state of life.
Why not call the human phase of life good? For from this place, on this phase, one attains complete liberation of the soul from worldly bondage.
If this was so, why did the Siddhas have this also? The best thing is to shun the circle of birth and death altogether.
When it is desirable not to move in the circle of births and deaths, why does this creature wander in these phases of life?
When one commits a sin, one has to bear the consequences.
What sins lead to different phases wherein one is born?
Too much entanglement in worldly possessions is such an evil that one has to take birth in hells. Deceitful and fraudulent feelings lead one to another animal life.
What about human and godly phases of life?
Ordinary entanglement and attachment in worldly possessions and simplicity of ideas lead to the human phase of life. Likewise, partial attachment in good and bad attitudes along with abstinence and partial abstinence and mild passions as also religious austerities followed without proper understanding lead to the phase of heavenly life.
If all the above 10 deceits are false, What is the faultless of our being?
The attitude of complete detachment is the faultless state, and that leads to complete liberation of the soul.
What is the good of knowing all this?
We know that all the four phases of life are full of miseries and misfortunes, not happiness. Our good as well as bad tendencies are the reasons of our wanderings in the circle of life. Complete detachment is the only way to liberation. To achieve this state, we must adhere to our all-knowing soul.
Okay. Did you all understand a little bit or completely or what? Little bit we all understood, something, what everything is. Hello, everyone? Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll now summarize what we just learned, okay? What we read. Okay, there are four kinds of jivas that are found in this earth, okay? All the jivas. Who is jiva? Whom do we call jiva? Definition of jiva, anyone? That we learned last year. Who is jiva?
A living being.
A living being, but what does he do? What does he have?
A soul.
Yeah, a soul. I'm
he has a knowledge attribute.
Who has a knowledge attribute and what does he do with that attribute?
He knows.
He knows. So jiva is anyone who knows. Right? And he who feels happiness and unhappiness, right? Who can also feel the happiness and unhappiness. Good and bad. He is becoming, he becomes happy or sad, right? Okay. So now, these jivas who have knowledge, who know things and who also, you know, bear happiness and unhappiness. Miseries. Okay? They can be categorized into four different. We'll be learning them in Hindi, okay? The whole text, it all mentioned only English words. Hindi words are more simple. Okay, what are these four phases? We are living in Manushya Gati. Phases of life is equal to Gati. Okay, Gati. We are having four Gatis. Okay? Gati is, first is, we all are known as human beings. Okay? Human beings is Manushya. Okay? If we talk in the language of our Acharya, human beings are named or termed as Manushya. So we all are in Manushya Gati, okay? Human phase of life, okay? Everyone?
Yes.
The first is human phase of life. The second is, then the son asks the question to his father, that how does it all start? The son says that I heard in temple that if there is no sukh, there is no happiness in any of the four states of or four phases of life, are full of sadness and miseries, right? He says that. Right? Extreme miseries in four phases of life, all the souls are experienced. So he questions, what are these four phases of life? So the first phase of life, he said, that this is the human phase of life, that is ours. We all are human beings. So whoever looks alike, like I, you, we all are human beings, right? We know human beings. Who are human beings? How do they look? So he asked them, what are these cows and buffaloes, to which phase does these belong? So these belong to Tiryansh Gati. Which Gati? Fate? Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, just repeat it. First is Manushya Gati. Which is second Gati? Tiryansh Gati. Repeat it.
Tiryansh Gati.
Tiryanchikati. Tiryansh means animal. So what we call, whom we call animal, are acharyas in their own language term is as Tiryansh. So we are trying to speak the same language of acharya, okay? So we have Manushyagati and then we have Tiryanchikati, okay? Tiryanchikati. So who all are there in this Tiryanchikati? Can you cite from this text, from the script? Who all this Tiryanchikati has?
There is earth, water, fire, air, vegetables, insects, elephants, horses, doves, peacocks, and other animals and birds.
Okay, so this is they classified into. Yes, what? Page number 21. Hello.
Yeah, but earth, water, fire, air, and vegetables are not animals.
Yeah, that's what we're coming into. That is why I asked that what does it include. So now the animals, Tiryansh, okay, what is a Tiryansh phase of life? Let's understand it. See, there are different forms of Jiva. Do we know who is Panchendriya Jiva? Have we ever heard about Ekindriya, Doindriya, Teenindriya, Charindriya or Panchendriya Jiva? Have we ever heard about these? Hello?
No.
No? Okay. So how many senses do we have? Number of senses?
Five.
How many senses you have, Natasha?
Five
senses you have. Arjun, which five senses you have? Hello? Arjun?
Yes.
Which five senses do you have?
Seeing, hearing, tasting, feeling, and
smelling.
Taste. What was that?
Smelling, you smell?
Yes, smelling.
Right, okay, so five. There are five senses. We all are having these five senses that we can touch, we can see, we can smell, we can listen to, and which is the last one? We can hear. Sorry, listen to is the same thing. We can touch, we can see, we can taste, we can listen to, and we can smell. These five senses, all of us have these five senses. Jamin?
What was the question?
Yeah, you are having all these five senses, or anyone is missing in you? Hello?
What?
You have all these five senses, or there is any one sense which is not with you?
I have all five.
You have all five. Dia, you have all five? Hello,
what did you say about me?
I am saying how you have all the five senses in you, or you don't have any of the senses. You have senses, right?
Yes.
Okay, so all the five, right? So every one of
yes.
us has these common five senses. We all can touch, we all can see, we all can smell, we all can taste, and we all can listen to the world, right? So these
yes.
five senses are nothing which are known as indriya. Sense is equal to indriya. So we have five indriya. That is to say five senses. So those who have five senses are known as Panch Indriya Jeev, the Jeeva with five senses, or the Panch Indriya Jeev. Am I making sense? It's very simple. If you own five senses, you will be known as Jeeva with the five senses, or Panch Indriya Jeev. Panch means five, like Panch Parmeshthi. Five Parmeshthis, so Panch and Indriya, senses is Indriya. So Panch Indriya Jeev is what? Jeeva with the five senses. So we all are what? What kind of Jeeva we are? What
Panch
kind of
Indriya?
Panch Indriya Jeev we are. Okay. Now, if just imagine, have you ever seen, have you ever heard about a Jeeva who cannot, you know, listen to you? Who does not have ears? Ever heard in science that there is one Jiva, he does not have ears, he cannot listen to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, who is that? An example?
Helen Keller?
Yeah, he cannot hear. And also some snakes. Snakes also do not have ears. Never heard about it? Okay, there are few snakes who do not have ears, so they cannot listen to. But can they see? Can the Helen Keller see?
No.
No, he cannot see even. He can touch?
Yeah.
Okay, he can touch. He can eat?
Yeah.
So he can taste, he can eat. Can he smell?
Yeah.
Okay, so he can eat, he can touch. He can smell, but he cannot see and he cannot listen to. Okay? So how many senses he has? Out of
three.
Five? Three. So what we'll call him in our terminology? A jiva with three senses or teen indriya jeev. Teen is three. So three indriya jeev. A jiva with three senses. Simple? But
yeah.
The thing to ponder upon is, see, he can eat, he can, smell, but he cannot see and he cannot, listen to. So is there a proper sequence that all the jivas who have three senses, is it like all those three jivas, they can only touch, eat and smell, or there are a few like they can touch, see and but cannot smell? Is there all the three jivas with three senses have this common three features, or they have this combination of five senses? What do you think? How is it? If I have to be a three indriya jiva, if I have to be a three indriya jiva, which all senses do you think I can have? I can have taste, I can have touch, and I can also see, or I will have taste, and I will have touch, and I will be only smelling, or even I can listen to words. Any of the five passions I can have, or there are particular three passions that I should have? You got my question? I'm saying, is it like we have all the five senses together? Okay, so there is no exception in human beings. Everyone has five senses. But now, like we just got one example that there is one jiva, one particular creature who can touch, who can taste, and who can smell, but he cannot see or listen to you. Okay? So all the jivas who are three indriya, who have three senses, are just like him, or there are few like who do not eat but they can see and they can listen to. What do you think? What should be the case? Any other jiva with three senses, can you look around and see if you have found any? Okay, what do you think? The ants listen to you? Ants? If you'll scream, you approach any ant, okay? If ant is there in your home, you approach and you scream aloud, highest pitch of your voice. Will it get affected, or it will keep walking unaffected? Hello? Is everybody with me, or is it being too much today? Fine? Am I fine?
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me, have you ever tried talking to an ant and it stopped and listened to you? Okay, tell me what you're saying. It ever happened?
No.
You scream. You're talking in your home and you're dancing and the music is on, okay, in your room. And still those little ants, they are, I'm just assuming if there is any ant ever in the history of, your room, if ever it came, did it stop while you were talking, or it was unaffected, it did not matter to it that whether you're talking or not?
It did not matter.
Okay. Now when an ant is walking, wherever it is going, just put one finger in front of its way. Will it stop, or will it touch your finger and then divert its way? Or it will see your finger and then, it will start diverting its way instantly. Whatever you tried this, you blocked its way ever? Hello, I want your participation. Please tell me. I don't know if you have dealt with an ant.
Ant has never talked to me.
They do not talk to you. Okay, we are done with this. I mean, I'm not saying they talk to you. I'm saying that whenever you scream, do they stop? Do they get affected? Like if I'm passing on the road by you, okay, and if you're screaming, I'll have to close my ears. Oh, dude, please make it a little less. Don't scream like a crazy person. I'll get affected. But if you scream in your room and there is an ant, It will keep walking. It will not even listen to you because it cannot hear. So it does not have the senses to listen. Okay? Okay. And now next question is, when it is walking, okay, it is going, it is doing its work. In whichever direction it is walking, just in front of it, put your finger. Will it stop? Or it will keep walking and accident with your finger? What will happen? It will turn instantly, or first it will touch your finger and then it will turn?
It will turn instantly.
Oh, okay.
No. You
tried
it? Will go through your finger.
Yeah, because like it walks around the wall, so it gets, you know, it touches the wall and then it decides its way. It cannot see. If you will put, you know, water in front of it, it will first touch the water and then it will, you know, go back. It does not know the water is coming. So the ants cannot see and they cannot listen to us. So they do not have two senses. Achha, do they eat? Ants, do they eat? Obviously they eat. That's why they are in our homes. Okay. And do they smell? Okay, they can smell the sweetness. That's why they get attracted towards sweets. Okay. So ants can touch. Ants can touch. They can smell and they can taste. Just like that creature Jamin named. So ant is also a jiva with three senses. Okay. Ant is also a jiva with three senses. And it has the same functions as that creature has. So now there is a sequence of these senses. Like if you have two senses, you will have only these two senses. If you have three senses, you will have only these three senses. So we learn that sequence, okay? You all will repeat with me. The first sense is touch. Touch means what? How do you touch? You touch with a body. So have you ever seen any soul without body?
No.
Any soul without body, have you ever seen? Any animal you have heard of who does not have body?
No.
Jellyfish has a body? Jellyfish has a body?
Yes.
Yeah, it has. Every creature has a body. Right? All the birds have body. All the fishes have body. That's why we know them. That's what we see. So touch is the function of body, right? So if you have body, you can touch. So the first, and if there is a jeev who has only one sense, then which sense he will have? He will have touch, that is the body. Okay, now how do we see it? Plants, do plants eat? They do not eat. Do plants smell? They do not smell. Do plants listen to you? No, they do not listen to us. Do plants see? No, they cannot see. But do plants have body?
Yes.
Plants have body. Therefore, when you pluck a flower, they actually, because of their touch, they actually get hurt. So they can, you know, understand touching what is, like it's an ache that is cutting them or a soft hand that is touching them or the drops of water that are touching them. So the plants, they are the jiva with only one sense. And which sense it is? Hello. Which sense it is?
Can you repeat the question?
It is the sense touch.
Yeah, if I'm just saying it's a thumb rule that if any jiva has one sense, then it will be only and only touch. Because touch is the function of body and body is compulsory if you are any jiva. Like, okay, matlab, you are in sansar and you are jiva, so you have to have a body, and if you have body, you will automatically have touch. Okay, touch is the function of body, right? Okay, so all the jivas with one sense are known as what? Ek indriya jiva. Jivas with one sense. Ek means one, indriya means sense. And which sense do they have? They have sense to touch. They have the body. Fine? Is it fine with all of us? Simple. So now it's very, you know, GK. I am sure your friends do not have any idea about it. Okay. Now if there is any jiva with two senses, so which two senses will he have? Which two senses will he have? He will have only these two senses and none other. Which one? If they have body, they have to survive somehow, right? How do bodies work? How do they survive? What do bodies rely to survive? What does body rely on? Which is the thing which body needs to survive?
Food and water?
Huh? Food and water. So what should they have? Which sense? They should have the sense to taste, to eat. So if there is a jiva with two senses, then he will have only these two senses. One body, that is the taste to touch, the power to touch, and the power to taste. Means they will have this sparshan indriya and rasna indriya. Rasna means to eat. So they can drink and eat. So now you analyze any of the jiva which have these two senses, only these two senses, you will find it. Okay, any example for two senses? Any creature with two senses that you ever heard of, who only who cannot smell, who only eats, and who only has a body? Have you ever seen any? Okay, there is a small creature. It happens during rains. Okay, it's like a snake, but it's very small, very thin. He's like a thread, and if he gets cut into two pieces, those two pieces also, you know, become separate bodies. Have you ever heard about the name of this creature?
A worm?
Yeah. Do you know who this creature is? You must be reading it in biology, Natasha, if you all have that subject.
I do have that subject. What was the description?
The description is it is a very small creature. It has, you know, it's a thread-like creature. It does not have any legs. It just moves. It happens mainly in rainy season. It takes birth in rainy season. And if it is... What?
Eel.
What? Sorry, one by one. What?
Eel.
What is the spelling? Sorry, I couldn't understand.
E-E-L. Eel.
Okay. What does it do, Arush?
It's a snake-like creature. It doesn't have any legs. It does move. And it lives in the ocean.
Oh, what is the size of it?
It's like a snake, except...
No, I'm asking about very small creature. It happens on the, like, ground, like we live. Wherever we live, it happens in the rainy season. I don't know if it happens in America. Huh, what?
Worm. Is it an earthworm?
Yes, it's an earthworm. Earthworm, right? Okay, so we all know that creature, right? Earthworm.
Yes.
So earthworm, it cannot smell anything, but it eats. Earthworm eats, right? It has body and it eats. Therefore, earthworm is two indriya jiva. It cannot see you. It cannot listen you. It cannot smell anything. But it eats anything that comes in its way, right? The same way the jivas who eat wood, what do we call them? Who eats wood? Have you never seen there are bookworms and there are worms which eat wood? Okay. All these creatures, I was just trying to... If wood, the jivas that, you know, the creatures, the small insects that, you know, eat wood. Okay, forget it. So
it
if there
Deemak?
Is... yeah, what is it called?
Deemak?
Yeah, Deemak, right. It's in Hindi but, right? Or it's
yes.
English.
It's
in
Hindi,
Deemak.
Word.
Yeah. So I didn't know the English name, sorry. So Deemak, yeah. So Deemak eats it. So Deemak is also, it can only eat and touch. Okay, so if there is a jiva with two senses, which two senses will it have? It will have touch and taste. That is aspersion and rasna indriya. Okay? If a jiva with three senses, we just discussed about ant, which senses will it have? Jamin, which will it have? Okay, we have already completed. Our time is done, right? Okay, we'll just quickly do this. A jiva with three senses will have what? It will definitely have a body, so it can touch. if it has body, it has to eat. It can eat.
Taste.
And so it can taste. Then what next it can do if it has additional sense? Whatever it tastes, it can smell it. So it can smell it. Okay? So it knows that what is sweet and what is like very, what is not, I cannot eat that. What smells bad, what smells good, so I should not eat it. So if you eat something, you should know whatever you're eating. You could be able to enjoy the smell as well. So it has a third sense to smell. Okay, so it's Sparshan, Rasna and Ghran. Ghran means nose. Nose means to smell. Okay? Okay. If there is Jiva with the four senses, which senses will they have? Which is more important, eyes or ears?
Eyes or ears,
which is what you think is most necessary for us. Without which the life is really tough. See, without ears, I can actually, you know, predict if somebody is going to come to hit me or there is a big pit outside when I am walking on the road, then I don't need ears. But I need to see, okay, what is coming from, you know, front, what is lying in front of me, right? So eyes are important. So if anybody has four senses, four sense will be eyes. So he can touch, he can taste, he can smell and he can see. So these will be the senses of Jiva with four senses. And the five senses she will have ears as well. They can listen as well. So this is how the bifurcation of five kinds of Jiva happens. Jiva, Ekindriya Jiva, Jiva with one sense. Doindriya Jiva, Jiva with two sense. Teenindriya Jiva, Jiva with three sense. Fourindriya Jiva, Jiva with four sense. And Fiveindriya Jiva. And what are the sequence? What is the sequence of senses? It is touch, taste, smell, see and listen. Sparshan, Rasna, Ghran, Chakshu, Karn. These are the five senses. So we have to learn it in the same sequence. So we will never do a mistake. So first is always a body, touch. Second is always taste. Third is to smell. You can smell. The fourth is you can see. And fifth is you can listen to. Am I clear with this with everyone? We'll continue in the next class from behind. But are we clear with this?
Yes.
Everyone,
yes.
Five kinds of Jiva we learned today. It's very interesting. You can now Google it because science also cannot, you know, make any rule of thumb. But it cannot deny that, okay, this is a reality. If there is only three senses a Jiva has, then those three senses will only these three. Not, he'll not have eyes, he'll not have ears. But he'll have only these three senses. So this is how Jainism says that there are five kinds of Jiva. And all these Jivas, are the bifurcation is based on the senses they have. And what is the sequence of senses? That if you have one sensor, you will have only body. Two, you have body and you can eat. Three, you can smell as well. Four, you can see as well. Five, you can listen to other people as well. So the ears are the rarest luxury. We can say that. So one, what additional thing we got? We got ears to be punch-in-gray. Okay, everyone?
Yes.
So we'll discuss more about these and then Natasha's question will come that how water, plants, vegetables, these are also animals. Okay? So till now I think I have already taken most of your time. So we'll conclude today. Okay, any question till now?
No, Anubhavji.
No. Okay. It was interesting today, knowing this.
Yes.
You can tell it to your friends
Anubhavji.
Now. You can also ask your teacher, like, does it happen? You can also confuse him or give him this particular thing, okay? Okay, so now what we'll do, we'll first remind ourselves of the vrat that we have taken for next 7 days. What is it? We will
not eat toffee.
Eat every day toffees or not eat any of the days the toffees?
Not eat.
Not eat toffee for the 7 days. We all will, okay? We'll keep it in mind. If we forget, then it's our problem. We do not have to forget. Not even my mistake, okay? We're doing really great thing and if we learn to do this thing, we are very near to, you know, good deeds. And we learn that of doing this good deeds leads to which phase of life and later which phase of life we might get. Okay? Okay. We'll conclude today. Which prayer we'll do today? We'll do Dev Stuti and we'll conclude. Who will volunteer today to do Dev Stuti? Oh God, devoid of attachments. Today... Jaimin, you will sing? Or no, Arjun has not sung yet, right? Arjun? Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, can you sing Dev Stuti for us? We all will put our mics on mute. We'll also, you know, join you, but you will not be able to, you'll be all alone. You'll not be able to listen to us.
Let me just find it. I have to find it in my email box.
Please find it. It's Dev Stuti. See that competition is still open. Whoever, you know, completely learns this poem, you know, there is some special surprise for him. So please, if you are trying to learn it and let me know that you are memorized this poem. Dev Stuti. You found it, Arjun?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. Arush, will you sing today? Oh, Natasha, you have also not sung, right? Natasha, will you sing today?
Yes.
Okay, so we all will put our mics on mute and Natasha will be on them only on the mic. But we all have to, you know, read the prayer from our material so that we are familiar. It doesn't become any, you know, unfamiliar thing for us. Yeah, Natasha, okay, we can start. We all will join our hands and we'll not close our eyes. We'll look into our materials. Okay.
O God, devoid of attachments, omniscient our well-being creature, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge and fulfill prayer. May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy. Let not raise our pride and greed. May we drink satisfaction nectar. May we always keep serving our gen religion so divine. May we eliminate bad practices and spread good pleasing deeds. May we live happily with others, propagating our triumphed religion. In rich joys and gloomy sorrows, as mountains may we stay composed. May we always tread the path of righteousness concentrating on our soul. May we destroy 8 karmas that lead to unhappiness in the world. May we keep uttering your name, O Lord, that destroys all troubles. May our souls remain untainted, deprived of the dust of all sins. Let true knowledge of ourselves grow within with religious education. Standing on our feet with joined hands, we worship thee, O dear Lord, and pray that all our hopes be fulfilled. Be fulfilled, we attain ourselves. O God, devoid of attachments, omniscient our well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge and fulfill prayer.
Thank you so much. Excellent, Natasha. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Jai Jinendra.
I'll wait for your assignment, Jaimin. I'll wait for assignment, okay? So whenever you are, you find it, you please send it back to us, okay? And I'll send you back the summary of everybody's point and also Natasha's and Dia's assignment. Just go through it. It's very good, okay? Okay, fine. Thank you so much. Jai Jinendra.
Thank you, Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.